This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So, with that as the interesting background, I will just mention that Dr. Yellen gave another speech on income inequality today. The speech itself was fine. You know, it was an economist's speech. But it does, as we wait for what the Fed might do on interest rates, raise this question. What can the chair of the Federal Reserve, this chair of the Federal Reserve, do about income inequality anyway? Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has that one.
Some years ago, back when Larry Meyer was a Fed governor, he was asked to testify before Congress. Bernie Sanders, who's now a senator for Vermont, asked Meyer what he would do about income inequality.
And I said, nothing.
Meyer wasn't being snide. He was being honest.
This is a problem that is fundamentally outside of the control of the Fed. The Fed has a dual mandate. It's very hard to do. Full employment and price stability. Anything else? Not their job.
But even if the Fed can't control income inequality, there are two main ways it can connect its employment and price mandates to growing concerns about the yawning gap between the rich and poor. The first way is research. Randall Krosner, a former Fed governor and professor of economics at the Booth School at the University of Chicago, says the Fed has always tried to focus on more than just daily economic growth issues.
But also bigger picture issues on what are the factors that drive growth.
That is to say, figuring out, for example, whether pre-K education has a lifelong impact on an individual's ability to earn and contribute to the economy. A growing body of research, by the way, suggests that it does.
I think we now have much more data than we had before to drill down into a lot of the micro factors that may be driving macroeconomics.
The Fed has dozens of economists across the country conducting urban and rural research studies. A rallying cry like this one from Yellen could inspire the other Fed branches to direct their researchers in that direction. That's the second thing the Fed can do, use the bully pulpit. Here's Ted Peters, a former Fed director.
Having Janet Yellen publicly speak out against this carries a lot of weight.
When Yellen speaks, people listen. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.